Hello, everyone. I didn't leave you hanging. Of course, I gotta talk about Cowboy Carter. This is serious. This is a cultural reset. That is what Beyoncé does every single time she brings us a new album. But I will get into all of that when I review Cowboy Carter. I'm actually going to be talking about one of the biggest haters of all time, Miss Azealia Banks. And I also will be talking about Lily Allen. She is a British has-been. But before I talk about Azealia Banks' comments and Lily Allen's comments, I want to give a little information. According to Billboard, Cowboy Carter is the number one album in the country with 407,000 equivalent album units earned in the United States alone in its first week of sales. And what did Beyoncé tell us? What did she let us know? She said success is the best revenge or something like that. I can't remember. Remember she has that famous line, like, success is your revenge, whatever. Anyways, now Azealia Banks, like, I have so much to say about this bitch, but so I don't know where to begin or where to end. I have heard one Azealia song. I obviously have not paid her much attention. When she first came out, I thought she was cute and I loved her first song. But her energy, ever since she came onto the scene, her energy has been embarrassing and depressing because she's always in an online fight with someone or some people. That's what I know Azealia for. I know Azealia for being a hater. I don't know her for being a musician. And people say she's really talented and really good. I haven't wanted to give her any streams. I haven't wanted to give her any attention, and it's sad. She's very, very bitter and nasty, and I will never forget when Zayn from One Direction came out with his album. I remember that she called him a sand N-word. Hard E-R. I'm not going to say it, you know, even though I'm black, but it's like, okay, I guess, Azealia, I guess. Like, she just has it out for everyone. She is so jealous and so bitter. And she's been in the industry for too long to be harboring so much anger towards everyone. And I say everyone because these people are not her competitors. She's on the D list. If not the F list, if not the Z list, like, nobody is talking about Azealia. Nobody is trying to collaborate with Azealia. All she does is get online, say something nasty, then, you know, rinse and repeat. I should be talking about her music more than her antics. What's wrong with her? The only good thing Azealia Banks has done has come out and said that she had sex with Dave Chappelle. I believe that. I believe that. Period. I don't believe. Dave Chappelle does not come across as someone, to me, as someone who's faithful to wifey. And Azealia Banks, like, I don't think she would hesitate to sleep with Dave Chappelle. I do believe that they smashed, like she said. So, that's the only good thing she's done, is told me that she fucked Dave Chappelle, which is just way too funny to me. Like, it's way too, everything about it that Dave would want to F her and actually do it is hysterical. It really is, because I'm sure Dave could pretty much get any pussy he wants. For him to go for Azealia, I don't know. That's not a good look. Anyway, so that aside, I digress. I'm going to talk about what Azealia posted on social media about Cowboy Carter. So, Azealia posted, quote, themes are redundant. The lyrics really are forced. Album is too long. Plus, who is this imaginary adversary sis thinks still wants to hump on Jay-Z in 2024? She's got to find new content. Nobody, and I mean nobody, thinks he's even remotely attractive, LOL. Azealia also is claiming, end quote, after the LOL, Azealia is also claiming that Beyonce is trying to be a white woman. Quote, Azealia posted, quote, sis, I live for white Beyonce, Donatella, Bianca, Bardot, down. But I'm kind of ashamed of how you switch from the baobab trees, I don't know how to say that, obviously, and Black Parade to this literal pick-me stuff. Like, you do lame stuff like bring out some blacklisted white women, the Dixie Chicks, at the Country Music Awards, and they would never, ever do the same for you. You're always sharing your platform with white women who are so jealous of you but have such a long history of sabotaging other black careers. You're reinforcing the false rhetoric that country music is a post-Civil War art form. Azealia also said that 16 carriages didn't make, quote, didn't make any sense. And she also, Azealia also said, had you made a great country song, going number one should be the headline without the weird race part. But like the Kelsey Ballerini and Carrie Underwood have better songs than whatever nauseating little bay on the prairie stuff is going on. End quote. So that was what I read online when I, you know, researched for this episode. But I remember when Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, or it might have been, I think it was Texas Hold'em was number one on the country charts. I remember Azealia saying it's because Beyonce is basically in bed with the industry and that she gave gifts to send gifts to everyone, and that's why she was number one in on the country charts. So, let's start up top with Azealia saying that who is the imaginary adversary that wants to hump on Jay-Z in 2024? And she's saying that nobody thinks he's even remotely attractive. Who is Azealia dating and who is she fucking? Like, I know I'm not being on topic, but I want to know. She said she effed Dave Chappelle. Who else? Obviously, I don't follow her, and I'm sure she's slept with other celebrities, allegedly. But who else? Who's trying to be with Azealia? Because I have never, in all my years of covering entertainment news, I have never heard of Azealia being with nobody. So, I kind of have to throw this question back at you, Azealia. Who finds you remotely attractive on a relationship level, at least, not on a hookup level? Who finds you attractive? Because who's this bitch's man? Like, I haven't heard of a single person who has dated Azealia. I don't follow her, but I'm just saying, show me the receipts, bitch. Show me the receipts. Next, as far as Jay-Z, I have always thought Jay-Z was ugly. End of story, I always found him ugly. Like, that's just, you know, the best way for me to put it. The man did not do it for me ever, and I always found Beyonce to be stunning. But then I saw both Jay-Z, more so Jay-Z in person, in LA at an event that I went to. And I was like, okay, he's not so bad. And one of the main reasons why I thought he wasn't so bad is because his face and his cheeks didn't look as pregnant as they usually did. Because Jay-Z his cheeks are out of control. They're really, really fat. They're really, really big. And I thought, okay, his cheeks look less pregnant in person. He's not so bad. That was when Jay-Z was bald. When he had his haircut real low, he was always, like, the definition of ugly to me. As soon as this man started growing hair, I was like, okay, I would hit that. That is how much hair makes or breaks a person. It's fascinating. And so as soon as the man grew hair, I saw where he was attractive. Before hair, absolutely not. Once he grew hair, I absolutely did. But Jay-Z is also insanely otherworldly intelligent. The man don't write his lyrics. He goes in the booth and spits. He's a genius, period. That's attractive. He's wealthy, period. That's attractive. He's tall. That's attractive. He's a loving father. That's attractive. How could you say that nobody finds him even remotely attractive when he checks so many boxes of what people unanimously find attractive? Success, wealth, intellect, talent, and you literally are fixing your lips to say, hey, nobody finds him attractive? She's so bitter and delusional and unwell. This is why I don't pay attention to her, because everything, she just spews so much toxicity, like she's a septic tank. She's a pariah in the industry. Nobody's aligning with this bitch. And she doesn't understand why, which is odd, but that's what true, you know, if you have certain issues, typically you don't get it. I'm not going to be more explicit than that, but it's like, it makes sense, and she probably thinks that she's healthy as fuck. She probably thinks she's the healthy one, and something's wrong with us. So then, I don't think she even needs to be talking about Beyonce and her super blonde hair, talking about Donatella, Bianca Bardot, whatever that is. Beyonce is a very light-skinned woman. She could pull off blonde hair. I don't like when Beyonce goes platinum, which is the era that she's in with this album. I don't like it. I love a dark-haired Beyonce, but we never see that ever. I always have wished that Beyonce would have dark hair so that more black girls could see themselves in her and identify with her, versus having such a proximity to whiteness with her skin tone, which she's already fair skin, but then when you put on all them platinum blonde ass wigs and weaves, it's, you know, little dark skin black girls are not seeing themselves in that. And they would be able to identify more if Beyonce had dark hair. But I also recognize that Beyonce is an innovator. She does not, to be repetitious is very boring to Beyonce. She wants to change it up. So many people basically put out the same albums with a different title. That is not Beyonce. And to accompany her country era, she is platinum blonde right now. She was doing a bit of it with Renaissance, but she's like, you know, the blondest she's ever been. She has the right, go ahead, like, next, you know, Azealia is there talking about how it was lame of Beyonce to perform with the Dixie Chicks at the Country Music Awards because the Dixie Chicks were blacklisted and they would never do that for Beyonce. So what happened with the Dixie Chicks, I heard this on another podcast, and they were not talking about Azealia. They were smart enough to avoid her, like the pariah that she is. Basically what happened is, I think her name's Natalie, like the main Dixie Chicks bitch, and they changed it to the Chicks. She was a fan of Beyonce's song Daddy Lessons, and she asked Beyonce to perform, and so Beyonce performed with the Dixie Chicks at the Country Music Awards. How is that pandering to anyone, Azealia? I mean, if Azealia is trying to claim that the Dixie Chicks would never do the same for Beyonce by having Beyonce perform or asking Beyonce to perform, they literally asked Beyonce to perform at the Country Music Awards. So, facts are important. Facts are always important. And then for Azealia to say that Beyonce is reinforcing the false rhetoric that country music is a post-Civil War art form, like, she needs to read a book. Azealia needs to read a book. Like, for serious. Next, we got her saying that 16 carriages didn't make any sense. Again, like, who's talking about your lyrics, Azealia? Who's talking about you? As far as 16 carriages, I don't really listen to it. It's not my song. And so I don't give a shit if it, quote unquote, makes sense or not. Like, she's making bread off of it. So why would I be hating? It makes sense to a lot of people, and if it doesn't make sense to Azealia, that's great. We don't care about her opinion, do we? Next we got, or she's saying that if, or that Beyonce did not make a good or a great country song, that's cool, then don't listen to Beyonce. If you don't like Beyonce's music, don't listen. It's simple, Azealia, it's so simple. Next I gotta talk about Miss Lily Allen. So Lily Allen has a podcast. I only found out that she had a podcast through these comments that she made on her podcast. That is how irrelevant she is. Lily Allen came on the scene decades ago. She's a one-hit wonder. She's always been reckless. She's had a lot of issues. She has done a lot of drugs. So Lily Allen, who most people don't even know, haven't even heard the name Lily Allen. But Lily Allen took it upon herself to go on a podcast that I had never heard of and talk shit about Queen Beyoncé Knowles Carter. Lily said, and she was speaking about Beyoncé's cover of Dolly Parton's hit Jolene. Lily said, "It's quite an interesting thing to do when you're trying to tackle a new genre, and you just chose the biggest song in that genre to cover. I mean, you do you, Beyonce," and she literally is doing her, or is she doing Dolly? End quote. Sorry, I will continue. Another thing that Lily Allen said is, "It's a bit about challenging these institutions that have thus far rejected Beyonce as the icon and institution that she is of herself. Now she's the most played woman on country radio. I guess she's coming for that market." Lily also said, or Lily's co-host said, that Lily is recording a country album herself. Okay, so then Lily said, quote, "But I'm not, like, trying to conquer the country market. I'm here because I've loved country music and always have loved country music. Not saying Beyonce doesn't, but I tell stories in my songs. And quite a lot of country music does the same thing. I think it's well suited to what it is that I do." End quote. Okay. So Lily doesn't like Beyonce covering Dolly Parton's hit song, Jolene. Now, Jolene is one of the most popular songs of any genre. I am very biased when it comes to Jolene. I adore that song, and so I tend to like the covers of it. I just think it's a really, really good song. So she's saying that, is Beyonce doing herself or is she doing Dolly? So this is what I gotta say to that. Beyonce changed the lyrics in Jolene and she made the song her own. First and foremost, that is not Beyonce doing Dolly. Clearly, it is Beyonce doing Beyonce by making the song her own. Not just repeating the famous lyrics, but no, putting her own spin on this old ass song, making it current and making it ghetto and making it hood and making it her own. Secondly, apparently I learned this on another podcast that Dolly Parton has been asked several times throughout the course of her career, who do you want to cover Jolene most? Because like I said, so many people have covered this song. So whenever Dolly Parton was asked who she wants to cover Jolene the most, she has always said Beyonce. And this is why, like, speaking before doing a little research makes you look like the clown that you are. But more importantly, you look like a hater. because you're hating on someone from the South. You. Lily Allen came for Beyonce, saying that Beyonce doesn't love country music, and that Lily tells stories in her songs, and Beyonce does not. Lily Allen! How dare a British white woman be speaking on what a black southern woman should be doing with her music when she grew up in the country and she grew up on country music in the South? Are you kidding me? The audacity! The audacity! I can never speak on anything that they do in the UK because I'm not born and bred there. So how can Lily speak on anything that we do in country music in the States when she's not from here? I mean, did she even, like, where does she live? I'm not going to Google. I'm not Googling. But I feel like Lily Allen probably lives in the UK and she's speaking on country music. Oh my God. This is when you know that some people are trying to hate and their number one goal is to hate, and making sense is not on the list of, it's not a part of their criteria for what they can or should hate on. They just gotta hate whether they're making sense or not. So I just have to read, okay, so I'm gonna read a quote from American Requiem, the very first song off of Cowboy Carter. I'm going to read some lyrics. And I'm not going to read them like the song because I don't remember how she said it in the song. Anyways, Beyonce says, quote, "The grandbaby of a moonshine man, Gadsden, Alabama," I don't know if I'm pronouncing Gadsden right, "got folk down in Galveston, rooted in Louisiana. Used to say I spoke too country and the rejection came. Said I wasn't country enough. Said I wouldn't saddle up, but if that ain't country, tell me what is. Plant my bare feet on solid ground for years. They don't know how hard I had to fight for this." Then somebody tweeted, I'm sorry I don't have their screen name in my notes, but somebody tweeted, quote, "The irony of a white woman from England criticizing an American black woman with actual southern roots about country music is insane. An English woman gatekeeping country music is wild." Like, it is just, I don't know. Woo! Lily Allen, God bless you. I know the Beehive probably came for you. The Beehive is going to make it very hard for you from here on out. I'm not going to any Lily Allen's pages. I'm not seeing what she's up to as far as the Beehive, but I think Lily Allen is so, speaks out of her asshole so much that she didn't even think about the Beehive coming for her. She just wants to be a hater on her podcast. But the Beehive? The Beehive? Bitch. That's a wrap for Lily Allen. It's curtains for Lily Allen. And I hope she... Well, now she had to learn the hard way. Carrie Hilson had to learn the hard way. Lily Allen, she gonna learn today. Like, if she thinks that she can really put out a country album, if she thinks that Beyonce's fans are not gonna tank everything she puts out online, flooding it with hate, like, good luck to you, girl. Good luck to you. So I just wanted to make an episode where I talked about the haters, because I have not been seeing people talking about the haters. People have just been, you know, orgasming while they've been recording their podcast episodes talking about this album. And so I wanted to have a little bit of a different episode about Cowboy Carter. harder. And now I'm here shuffling. I'm shuffling through my notes. And it's got to be here somewhere. Oh, there we go. All right. I just put my notes together so I can discuss Cowboy Carter and record that episode next. Thanks for your patience, y'all. Love you. Bye.